Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, are we becoming a little too reliant on some of the driver tech in our cars? Let's turn now to Jim Ryan joining us live. Jim, a new study finds that that might be the case.
Yeah, exactly. The AAA did this study, right, to try to see whether, in fact, we're becoming too dependent on things like, you know, the driver assistance, automatic braking, that we have the systems to keep us in our lanes out on the highway. And in fact, that's what AAA has found, that about 73% of us are too dependent on that, that these systems are not perfect, that they are allowing cars to stray into the next lane over when they're not, even when they're engaged, or that they disengage without telling the driver that the system has turned itself off. AAA is urging the car makers to improve the warning system, to let drivers know that, in fact, the driver assist is disengaged, or to improve the systems themselves so that they can see stripes on the highway a little bit better, that they can see objects in front of them. This is causing some major problems and cuts into the trust that people will have in totally autonomous vehicles, Brian.
Wow. You know, I have some of this in my car where, you know, it'll beep if you get too close to the lane marker or something. Mm-hmm. It just kind of reminds you that, you know, you have to watch where you're going. But I could never let my hands off the wheel. But in some of these cases, you could?
You could, yes. There are vehicles like that. My wife has an Infiniti, in fact. And if you're driving along and the system is engaged and you're down the freeway, you shouldn't, obviously, take your hands off the wheel. But if you did, it would kind of edge the car back into the middle of the lane. But again, even that system shuts itself off. You'll find yourself straying across into the next lane. The car doesn't tell you either that you're moving into the next lane or it won't steer you back into the proper lane. So that's part of the big problem here. And again, the automakers, Susan, are trying to ease us into the thought of autonomous vehicles, and this might not help much.
I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Jim, but the blind side detectors, that's one of the things that I love the feature. It's a great feature, but it has not worked at times. And it's happened to me, and it's you're just thinking, man, thank God I still look behind my shoulder.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, too, that the younger drivers especially haven't built that into their driving habit. Take a look over your shoulder. Make sure the lane is clear, even if the warning signal isn't telling you that that somebody's there. It's a good idea to look, regardless, and something to certainly instill in younger drivers.
Now, car makers, though, they're going with more of this technology than less, right, going forward?
Sure, yeah. There are more cars every year that offer this kind of thing. This test that the AAA did involved the 2019 BMW X7, the 2019 Cadillac CT6, the Ford Edge, the Kia Telluride, you know, a bunch of vehicles that have this kind of thing. And in almost all of these cases, this is called Level 2 autonomous systems. Level 5 means a vehicle that drives itself. So you can see we're still a long way off.
All right. Hey, Jim, thanks so much for the update. That's Jim Ryan joining us live, a little over-reliant on driver assist technology.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.